How to find new revenue streams. This question I'm often asked when I get to chat with entrepreneurs, and I was reminded of it again today, which is every business delivers a product or service to the marketplace. We do it generally all the same way as our competitors, but where do the real gains get made? I think the real gains get made when we are able to find unsolved problems in our marketplace, and in turn incorporate solving that problem into our product or our service. One of the simplest examples I can think of this is in our construction business, we used to issue proposals the same way I think most of our competitors did, which was to give some sort of a breakdown as to what's going to be involved in the project, what the scope of work is, and then ultimately a big price. What we decided to do, one of the unsolved problems that I kept hearing about as I was listening to our project managers talk about the projects they're working on, is oftentimes it would be a question of how long is this going to take and how many workers are you going to have at your disposal? And because we do larger scale construction projects, it was almost like the folks that were looking at our bids were using that as some sort of a criteria to determine how good our proposal was. And so what we started doing, instead of just giving a proposal with the standard scope of work and the sort of the schedule and the pricing, we just started putting a cover letter on the front that said, up in the top right-hand corner, it said estimated number of days, estimated number of workers, and then it gave the entire price. And then what you could do, of course, is if you got past the cover letter, then you could get into the details of the proposal. And that little tiny box sitting on top of that cover letter generated a lot of response from the proposals that now for 2 years, we've been 2-3 years now, I think we've been sending them out in that type of format. And so how do you create new revenue streams? Well, a little box on a letter doesn't necessarily do that. But what it does do is it gives you the idea, or it gives you some context for how do you solve an unsolved problem and add it to your business. In the same construction company, we had one scope of work that we did, which was has only historically ever been abatement and hazardous material removal. And there's hazmat suits and there's equipment and there's a lot of stuff that goes on. But thanks to COVID, one of the unsolved problems was when contractors would bid the type of work that we were looking at, they would also have a line item for just demolition. So not necessarily, so you'd see like hazardous material removal on one line, you would then see demolition on another line. And during COVID, we realized that our group of workers, the type of work that we were doing, was much more sophisticated than straight up demolition. However, when push came to shove, instead of bidding one line item on all of our jobs, we now could bid two line items on all of the tenders that came out. And so what did that mean? Well, for the general contractors, the unsolved problem was, how do we limit the number of trades that we have to work with in order to get this project done? And when it comes to abatement and demolition and taking stuff away from job sites, we were having to deal with multiple contractors. And now Dylan's company, they can go ahead and they can bid both of those line items. So when I talk with business owners about their business, usually that's the first thing I'm trying to figure out in my head, is I'm trying to figure out what is it that you do, and then what can you layer into what you're doing that would solve another problem for your customer, because that's where you're going to find brand new revenue streams. It's not just about being unique or being different. Those things are certainly important because that's how you stand apart from your competition. But when it comes down to it, what are some of the unsolved problems that your customer is having that your business is best suited to fix? Now, oftentimes an entrepreneur will say, well, I don't know, because we do what we do and that's just how we do it. So it does take someone from the outside, or maybe someone who's not who doesn't have an interest in your business, to be able to have a conversation like this to say, why don't you tell me about the product or the service that your business offers? And then let's talk about, you have it going down this lane, but are there other lanes that you might be able to open up and use your same product or service for? I know that in the construction example, there was also a period of time where we had sent our crews out to just do cleaning, because during COVID, there wasn't a lot of abatement and demolition work to do because there weren't a lot of active job sites. But we were able to find a problem and solve it with our business, with our crew, with our resources. Many of the same cleaning solvents that we use on our regular job sites, we were able to use to do some COVID cleaning, and it helped open up some revenue for us at a time when there wasn't really a lot of revenue to be found. And so in your business, what would that look like? What would uncovering some unsolved problems reveal to you? I know that in a friend of mine, in his business, he talks about this very high volume, low margin work that their business could be doing, but he hasn't really kind of put the wheels on it yet. Their company does it. They have some contracts, but they could be doing it, I think, by a factor of 10 times more than they're doing it now. They just haven't devoted any energy to it. But the truth is, I'm always poking them because I'm saying, if you could really put some thought into it, that probably not only would be a little profit center in and of itself, because you did say it's low margin work, but what it does is it solves another problem for your customer, and it reminds them that you exist in the marketplace. And so when your core problem that you solve comes up with them, they automatically know about you. But because of this other problem that you're solving for them, it enables you to just stay on their radar. And I don't think that solving or finding unsolved problems has to be hugely complicated or sophisticated. It can be very, very simple. But the idea of opening up new revenue streams is to look at, what does your business do? And then what are just some small unsolved problems that your customers have that if you solve those problems for them, it could generate you some more business. Now, when I started out, I talked about this little box on a cover letter and how that in and of itself wasn't a new revenue stream. But what it did do is it got the attention of new customers that we normally wouldn't work with. And simply because of how we were presenting our proposals, that raised their level of interest in wanting to know more about how it is we do what we do. And then since then, what that has flown into, has turned into, is a complete proposal package that I think is very different than what anyone else in our industry gives. And the reality is, out of 10 jobs that we bid, 8 people could care less about all of the effort that goes into our proposal. But for the 2 that need something more to look at when we are competitively bidding something, we have found that full proposal package with the little box and the cover letter and our statement of qualifications in the back, that goes a long way in establishing credibility and quality so that we're able to win that work. So if you're looking to tap new revenue streams, it really just, for me, always comes back to, what is it that your business is doing now for customers, and what is an unsolved problem, or what are some unsolved problems that they have that you could solve for them at the same time. In our heavy duty business, what this looked like was a year or so ago, we rolled out a proprietary work order system so that we could manage our workflow a little easier. And I think in past episodes, you may have heard me talk about this, where we're simply moving, instead of having people move data from one system to another, we built a customized system that allows us to move data electronically without human intervention. And so that's helped a lot. But a byproduct of being able to create this work order system is it also now all of a sudden gave us some very detailed records of the kind of work that has been done on our customers' equipment. And in many contexts, this is something that is generally offered in the marketplace, except not really in our particular niche. And so one of the unsolved problems we were able to solve through a system like this, and it was actually just an unintended consequence of putting in a brand new system and helping to make our customers' lives easier, is all of a sudden we have this mass amount of data that we can open up to customers, and we can show them their own historical work that has been done on their equipment. And for our customer, they've never really had access to that before without maybe leafing through their emails or their inbox or looking through the physical pieces of paper that we give to them. I know for me, even when I leave a car dealership, I generally put my repair bills inside of the glove compartment. But we were able to open it up to them so that they could access it electronically. We removed the friction, so it just was an email address only that had to be entered. And it wasn't something that drove new revenue to our front door, but it created new revenue streams, because all of a sudden now we were attracting customers that had heard that we had done this, understood we could do it for them, and then that became the reason they came to work with us. So there's no such thing as a business that can solve every problem for its customers. And in fact, in our businesses, we're constantly trying to press the edges of where is opportunity. And when we try to break down what opportunity is simply those unsolved problems that your customer has that if you put a little bit of focus and effort into it, you could probably solve that problem for them, and in many cases, open up new streams of revenue. New streams of revenue don't necessarily have to come from a brand new product or a brand new service. They can come from simply looking at your existing products and services and figuring out how you might be able to extend the experience or add something into the experience that solves another problem that your customer is having. And then in solving that problem, you again open up potentially some new revenue streams, but at the very least, you open up something that makes your business unique, puts a walled garden around your customer so it's harder for them to go somewhere else, and ultimately finds its way to your bottom line. So as I was chatting with a fella today, I was just reminded of how easy it can be to look at somebody else's business and look for unsolved problems that their customers are having that if you're able to solve them, you could probably make some more money. And it's very hard to look at our own businesses because we have our own bias as to what it is we do and how well we do it. And so it's hard with that blinder in place to see where the opportunities are. And so I was reminded of this, thought I would share it. Hopefully someone who is listening to this, if you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur, that you found it helpful. And if you want to talk about your business, then let's do that. There's some links in the show notes or the comments. Pretty easy to get a hold of. You can book a time, an office hour, 15-minute coffee, whatever you want, and we can talk through this topic. You know, how do we uncover new problems or unsolved problems for your customers in your business or anything else that I chat about? So let's make sure that we do that. And thanks for tuning in to today's episode.